Welcome to this Happy Home Podcast. I'm Arlene Pellicane. Do you ever feel powerless as a parent? Today we're going to talk about one of the most powerful things you can do for your children with Moms in Prayer founder, Fern Nichols. I'm thrilled to have my dear friend, Fern Nichols, on the podcast this month. I interviewed Fern for my book, Parents Rising, 8 Strategies for Raising Kids Who Love God, Respect Authority, and Value What's Right. You know, Fern, in 1984, she sent her 2 oldest kids to junior high, and she realized the need to pray, so she started praying with one other mom for their school, and a ministry was born, Moms in Prayer. And now there are moms praying in all 50 states and in more than 145 countries. And it all started with one mom who wanted to pray. It is an amazing story. Fern has 4 grown children and 10 grandchildren. She's a speaker and author of many books, including Mom's Little Book of Powerful Prayers, which I love to use. As we began our interview, I asked Fern about the mistakes we often make as parents and how we can improve. So let's jump in with her response.
They ask their kids too many questions, giving them choices.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
I mean, and we should give them, we need to make them responsible.
Right.
But when you just, you know, you name off 5 things for breakfast they might like.
Right.
And, you know,
and Fern, compare it to when you were a girl. You know,
we ate what was set in front of me.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm not saying we shouldn't. There's just that wonderful balance, but it is off-centered. I really see that as well. That parents are trying to be the friend. You know, we've heard that before. Kids really do want to hear solid truth and direction from their parents, even though their eyes are rolling all over the room.
Yeah.
They really need to have that solid foot in the cement kind of thing, knowing that truth is prevailing, even though they might not like it and
yes.
they might disobey or whatever. But bottom line, they want to hear it from their parents.
Why do you think it's so important for children to have a praying parent?
We come in the name of Jesus, asking God's heart for our children, asking God's will for our children. And, you know, the phrase that we use in this ministry all the time is, if we are not praying as a parent, who's praying for our children?
Yeah.
And so I think it goes back to the importance of prayer. Why take the time to pray for our children?
Mm-hmm.
Because that gives God then the right, the opportunity, the great happiness to then intervene,
mm-hmm.
to burst forth in the heart of that child to make change.
Yes.
To burst forth in that situation to change it for the glory of God and not for the glory of the enemy.
Yeah.
So I think it's really realizing in the heart of parents who love Jesus that we say it a million times, but it's really true, Arlene, that prayer does make a difference.
Yeah.
That prayer does matter.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you have all those verses that say, you know, call unto me.
Yeah.
And I'm going to show you great and mighty things. And he says, ask, and it'll be given to you. And at all times, men ought to pray and not to lose heart. I mean, go on and on. That's all we have to do is read Matthew 7 of how Jesus is pleading with us. Will you ask? Will you ask? And in John 14, oh my goodness, the verse is there in light of you ask the Lord and he'll answer and he will get all the glory and you will get the joy.
Yes. Did you have a praying mom growing up?
You know, I had a praying mom. She gave her life to the Lord. And, you know, we prayed over every meal.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed at bedtime on our knees.
Mm-hmm.
We prayed sometimes when we would leave the driveway for God's protection.
Mm-hmm.
If even when we went to the grocery store, she included God in our everyday life.
Being in God's word and praying, they were woven into society, like how you talked about your mom and you would kneel by your
mm-hmm.
beds. Even those habits, perhaps, that were of old that we didn't translate today, you know, well, how can we weave the Bible and prayer in as it was maybe a few generations ago?
Well, you know, taking that particular example, I think what my mom was doing there, and I didn't know it at the time, when we knelt every night before bedtime, was a real reverence for God.
Yeah.
I mean, so there's that, you know, when we accept Christ, there's that wonderful, quote, friend relationship. We can just talk to him anytime. But yet there are those times when we need to realize the awesomeness of who our Heavenly Father is, and somehow kneeling gives that deeper reverence, if I could say it that way. And then to tell the kids, you know, it's not that God will hear us any greater if we're on our knees. It's more our heart attitude of honoring, you know, the God who is hearing and will answer our prayer. The other thing I think that was really very much was, you know, spending time in the Word together as a family. And I would say most every night, we would read a passage of Scripture before we went to bed. And so there's all kinds of different devotionals and things out now, you know, we can be intentional about.
What are some habits, you know, that a mom or a dad, they're listening and they say, okay, I want to make the Bible more of a thing in my home. I want to pray more. How can they take some steps to build some new habits to make Bible and prayer more of a big thing at home?
I would say, first of all, the mom and dad are taking it more serious in their own private time with Bible and prayer so that they can model it to their children throughout the day.
Yeah.
Now, here's just another little example. I was taking Josh to Birch Aquarium, and he got in the car and I said, oh, Josh, I just thought of something. Do you know what day God created the fish and all the fishies in? I can't remember that day. Oh, Josh, would you just run, go get your Bible, and on the way to Birch Aquarium, we'll find out.
We'll take a look, yeah.
We'll take a look. So he runs into the house. He brings back out the Bible, and I said, okay, now go to the very first book and the very first chapter. And so here we are reading the Word together to find out what day God made all those fishies that we're going to go see. Or what I did in Proverbs with my kids is I went through Proverbs and I underlined all in yellow. Well, I can't remember if it was really the color, but different colors. Yellow, all the places where it talks about lying. And then blue, all the places where it talks about obeying parents. And the importance of the Word is another color. So there are 4 or 5 colors I use throughout. So because I knew that at different times I was going to need those.
Yes.
And the Word speaks powerfully, you know, in light of that. You know, the other thing, and I think this is a must, if I would summarize it all. Speak the Word over them out loud. And that's why I love in my, and I'm not promoting my book here, but this is why I put it in my book.
Right.
You know, Mom's Little Book of Powerful Prayers, the 31 blessings that I put at the end of the book.
Yeah.
Every day, speaking blessing
over
their life out loud from the Word of God is so powerful. I say every single day, Mom and Dad who love Jesus, speak out loud the Word of God, a blessing, a promise over them. It will just put life to their souls. Yeah. I mean, you're speaking blessing and, you know, not cursing. And I would say that that's a must. And also with prayer, not just pray for them, pray with them. And so sometimes they don't know how to pray. I know when I was teaching the 4 steps of prayer to Tricia, the hardest part was intercession.
Yeah.
She didn't know what to pray for.
Yeah.
She didn't know what to pray for herself or for her friends. Beautiful opportunity to bring in one scripture. Well, you know, this is God's will for your friend. Let's pray this scripture.
Yes. Yeah.
This is asking kind of thing.
Yeah.
And so some nights I would just do praise. And some nights it would just be, you know, is there anything going on here? And just, you know, I would give preliminary thoughts to anything she needed to confess. And just the whole truth of that wonderful scripture. Yeah. I don't think kids know what to do with their sin. So they go deeper into the pit. because they think they're no good. They're always getting in trouble. You know, they need to learn that when Jesus said, if you confess this and agree with God that, yeah, I said some really unkind things here. This is not Jesus.
Yeah.
Jesus is in my heart. Oh, Jesus, I'm so sorry. Forgive me. Those are not just words. Those are life-changing words because of the promise that Jesus said, I will.
Yes. Yes.
I think kids, I am so sad, especially teenagers who've done such terrible things, they do not know the incredible freedom in the blood of the Lamb, that all of their sins were forgiven at the cross.
Yeah.
And it just breaks my heart
because
they just walk around in condemnation all the time, and then they say, well, what's the use?
And what a beautiful thing that a parent could teach their children. This is how you can find forgiveness in Christ. This is how you can find freedom.
My goodness.
It's very beautiful.
It's just huge.
Yeah.
You know, we're changed a little bit, glory to glory.
Yeah. This continues with your adult children, which is so beautiful.
Oh, my goodness. And Tricia, in college, somebody rear-ended her. And that morning, I was specifically praying, you know, for her protection as the angels would encamp around her car as she traveled. And so when I got the call, I said, the first question I said is, oh, honey, are you okay? Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm okay. Okay, well, we can take care of the car, but hey, I want you to know God so specifically put you on my heart this morning to pray for your protection as you were driving today.
Mm.
We will not know, and maybe we don't care if we know in eternity, what might have happened if that prayer had not been said.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's the other thing, is that we must pray every day for our children and our grandchildren.
Yeah.
Every day. By name. God's word, his promises, and his will.
Listening to Fern, doesn't that make you want to pray? That you think, like, my goodness, why am I not praying every day specifically for my children from God's word? And so may we pray just simple prayers like from 2 Thessalonians, God, help my children to rejoice and give thanks and pray continually because I know that's your will for them in Christ Jesus. And if you are listening and you're a mom, I just want to encourage you and invite you to join a Moms in Prayer group. I know that when I started, my oldest Ethan is now entering high school, but I began Moms in Prayer starting with a group when he was in first grade. And I can tell you it has made such a huge difference in my parenting and in my confidence level, knowing that my kids have been prayed for. So it's a very simple concept, two pray moms or more for every school. And so you can go to the website momsinprayer.org. And you can put your school name in or your zip code, and you can see if there is a group praying near your home. It's amazing. And I also want to encourage you, if you don't see one for your school, you could be the one. You could be the catalyst to join and start that group and just simply invite one other mom to join you. And I know many moms who have started this way, and it's an amazing step of faith that always bears fruit because you're praying with your kids. So the idea is two or more pray moms for every school. Get involved, momsinprayer.org. When you are with Moms in Prayer, that is not a chat group. That's not like a talking social group. It is a prayer group. And you go in and you pray and you know it's done. So I just encourage you. It's such a wonderful thing to put on your calendar that you will never regret. And I want to refer to Fern's book again, Mom's Little Book of Powerful Prayers. That is an easy way. It's this wonderful resource that you can flip through and pray scriptures out loud over your kids. Well, thank you again so much for joining me for this month's Happy Home Podcast. If you know a mom or a dad who would benefit from this, please forward this podcast on to them and take a moment to review it on iTunes. That would be fabulous. And until next time, remember, you too can have a happy home.